You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. This is a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam, the faggot, and this is episode 30 podcasts in. Can you believe that? It's hard to believe. And the audience is growing, it seems like, by any metrics that I can wrangle together. It seems like it's getting noticed in places where I'm a little surprised, and I'm getting some interesting feedback, so that's good, you know. So I'm going to keep doing this, I guess. The podcast is going behind a paywall soon. I'm thinking by episode 40, you know, I'm probably going to put it behind a paywall because, again, this website is not free to me, but it's free to you. But with a little bit of support, we can do amazing things, you know. So that's basically it, you know. If you enjoy what I'm trying to accomplish here and you want to be a part of that, then I encourage you to go to the Patreon account for this website. It's, of course, Fags Worship Alphas on Patreon. So I'm over there. You can chip in $10 a month if you can, and that would be great. Another note I had, what was it? I fixed the iTunes link. It was broken. It turned out that there were two links in there jamming each other's signals, and so people were complaining that they couldn't get it on the updates on iTunes. So I fixed it because I'm a smart little faggot. I'm just kidding. It was took a lot of research and actually tinkering, and finally I got it to work. So sometimes happy accidents happen, you know. Anyway, I think that's all the updates I really have, other than I gotta say, like, this week the posts I've put up on the website are really jaw-dropping posts. You must read them. They are must-reads, okay? I'm going to talk about one story in particular, but I want to highlight little Alexander the Faggot, okay? You must read what he went through 2 weekends ago at the hands of this fag slave master named John. Alexander volunteered for this. He wanted to experience it, and he suffered a lot. And I mean, it was hard to read, honestly. I cringed multiple times reading it because I just thought, oh my gosh, this poor kid, you know. What an introduction to faggotry. I mean, he's a new faggot. He's never served a man before just a few weeks ago. And now here he is locked in a horrible chastity device and being just tortured day and night. And just read it. It really, I don't know. I don't know how he did it, honestly. But I commend him with all of my heart for what he went through and the appreciation that he came out of it with for his master, Simon. Master Simon is obviously very, very grateful to have such a good faggot back with him again. So just read that post. I was waiting and waiting for Alexander to update me about this, and he finally did. And it was really floored me. So just read it, okay? But the main thing I want to talk about is the other really big story on the site this week, which is about another set of twins, identical twins, who are in an alpha faggot relationship. Okay. The faggot in the new relationship, his name, his human name, I guess we'll say, is Jacques, but his alpha brother nicknamed him Dodo, and that's how they referred to him. And in this, I mean, this is kind of a brief recap, okay? When they were 13 years old on a fishing trip, their alpha father determined that on that fishing trip that the alpha son, Christophe, was going to breed and claim his faggot brother, Dodo, and make him into his personal faggot, okay, his property. The initial story was really uncomfortable for me because I've always discouraged incestuous relationships on the site. Anytime anybody's ever said, oh, I like a cousin, I want to suck him off, I always tell them, don't, okay? Because involving family members in this kind of thing usually leads to a lot of tragedy and problems, you know? So I always discouraged it. In this case, it had happened, and this had happened 11 years ago. They had already been, and Dodo had already been serving Christophe for 11 years, and so it was already too late, you know. But the story of that, that encounter at 13 really rattled me, because here was a father, an alpha father, encouraging his alpha son to basically rape, I guess we're going to say. It's not really rape, but it's sort of rape. His faggot brother, and claim him as his faggot. And in fact, the alpha father also fucked the faggot son, Dodo, as well. And I just found the whole thing to be very disturbing, you know, on a kind of a gut level, you know. Obviously, it's, I mean, society frowns on this, obviously. I'm just going to put it right out there. It just frowns on that. And, I mean, I come from the conservative Midwest in the United States, and this kind of thing is just, you know, it's not widely accepted or understood, you know. So it was shocking to me, and it's hard to shock me, okay? Like, I'm a faggot that's seen a lot of stuff, okay? And I've done a lot of stuff, and this really rattled me. So, but what I wanted to do was highlight this part two that I just posted today. It's it sheds really new light on that initial story. I must say that I had a long, long conversation with Alpha Christophe, okay, which led to this revelation of the story of their father, and first of all, Alpha Christophe is really, really an amazing alpha. I look forward to getting to know more about him, you know, and getting to know more about his personality, because he's fascinating, you know. And but their father is incredible. And what I want to do is I'm going to read the account as Alpha Christophe related it to me, okay? I'm just going to read it. And I just want you to think about these words and the meaning behind them and what it says at a basic level, okay? So this is how Alpha Christophe relayed the story to me.
Let me tell you one thing first. I know this story must sound rather disturbing. A father and brother raping the twin brother. But my father cared very much for Dodo. He only had its best interest in mind. My father has used faggots since the age of 12. When he went to university, he had a very cute little faggot, very much like my brother, one who would do anything you would tell him to do without questioning it. He was very attached to this faggot, but then my father spent 1 year in the U.S., and this faggot got owned by a bad man. He exploited the faggot and whored him out a lot. When the boy tried to refuse, this master kicked him out with nothing. He had taken everything from him. The boy killed himself. When our father realized that Dodo was just like this faggot, he thought it would be best if I would take care of my brother. From my 11th year on, he told me that my brother was a gay faggot and that I had to own him and protect him. So this didn't happen overnight. My father had it planned from the day he realized that Dodo would never become an alpha. Worse even, he was an easy to manipulate faggot. So on the day at the lake, my father told me that we had to breed Dodo this night, that I had to make him submit to me. You know the rest of the story. I do love my brother, and I protect him. I also use him as a faggot. Dodo was not dumb. On the contrary, he's very intelligent and sensitive, and unfortunately, easy to manipulate. He accepted to be a faggot so quickly that even our father was surprised. And please, don't believe Dodo when he says that my father is disappointed in him. He might be disappointed that Dodo is a faggot, but he loves him as much as he loves me. Dodo doesn't think much of himself, and so he always thinks other people wouldn't think much of him as well. It's not true. He's cute, intelligent, and he's got a very wicked sense of humor. And he's a fantastic faggot.
Now, when I read that, I was just blown away. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. It's heartbreaking, and it's wise in a way, and it's hierarchically sound, I guess is the word I'm looking for. This was the answer that Alpha Shane, the father, came up with to solve the dilemma of his faggot son, Dodo. Every father wants to protect their child as much as possible. And if you're a father with an alpha son and a faggot son, you want the alpha son to protect the faggot son so that the faggot son, throughout the course of its life, has something to lean on, something to hide with, somebody to run to, you know. And because Alpha Shane had experienced in his own life what it meant to own a faggot, to protect a helpless faggot the way any protector alpha wants to do, he wanted the same thing for Dodo with Alpha Christoph. And this was the answer. It turned out to be maybe the most magical answer, the most wondrous answer. I know that society frowns on it, but because Alpha Christoph bred and claimed his faggot brother that night. Dodo's life has been enriched and given purpose and has been rescued, you know. And it's hard to, you know, it's hard to wrap your mind around some of those choices, but still, it works, you know. And I don't know. Like, I was so dumbfounded by that story that that conclusion. It was so unexpected, you know, that there was this history with that Alpha Shane had with this faggot that killed itself. Heartbroken, you know, that, and that moved Alpha Shane emotionally to take action, you know. Now, I mean, again, like, well, I don't know what I would do in that situation. You know, I don't know if I'd react the same way. Maybe you'd have to be an alpha and understand the motivations of an alpha to really get it. I don't really know. But all I can do is see it from the faggot perspective, which is one of humility and joy, that there are great, great alphas out there, like Alpha Shane and Alpha Christoph, that we can run to and serve and be protected by, and to have value in our life, you know. And so the first part of the story is maybe ugly. The second part of the story is beautiful, I think. So maybe I'm weird, I don't know, but I think it's beautiful. And I really appreciate both Alpha Christoph and Dodo for sharing not only their story, but their father's story. Hopefully someday I will get to talk to Alpha Shane. And get to talk to him about his perspective. I hope so, you know. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. This is a special one for me, honestly. So I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed it. So if you have any questions or comments, of course, write to me, fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com, or on the website, fagsworshipalphas.com. Or you can get a hold of me on Twitter at fworshipalphas. And also, I'm on Facebook now, F Worship Alphas. The page is on Facebook. And also the Hierarchy Podcast, Hierarchy PCast, is on Facebook and on Twitter as well. So you can get a hold of me any which way you like. But if you have any questions or comments, I'm always open. And anyway, I just want to say thank you for listening. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And I love you. Bye.